Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Covert Regime Change America's Secret Cold War, by Lindsay A. Oerke examines a shadowy tool of statecraft that shaped post-war international politics far more often than many readers realize. Focusing on the Cold War era, the book analyzes how the United States sought to influence or replace foreign governments through clandestine operations rather than overt military invasion or traditional diplomacy. Oerke situates these efforts within security dilemmas, fears about communist expansion, and bureaucratic incentives that encourage secret action. Drawing on declassified records, historical cases, and systematic data, the study explores both the strategic logic that made covert intervention appealing and the real-world consequences that followed. Instead of treating each episode as an isolated scandal or success story, the book connects them to broader patterns when decision-makers authorize covert action, what tactics are used, and how these operations affect long-run stability, conflict, and U.S. interests. The result is a structured, evidence-driven look at an enduring policy instrument. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why covert regime change became an attractive policy option. A central theme is the strategic appeal of covert intervention during a bipolar rivalry, where leaders feared that losing influence in one country could trigger wider shifts. The book explains how secrecy promised advantages that open war or heavy-handed diplomacy could not. Covert action appeared cheaper, faster, and politically safer, reducing the risk of domestic backlash, allied dissent, and direct superpower escalation. It also offered plausible deniability, allowing U.S. officials to test options while limiting formal accountability if events went poorly. Oerke highlights how this logic fit the Cold War environment: uncertainty about local politics, anxiety over ideological contagion, and the desire to preempt perceived threats before they hardened. The analysis also underscores the role of organizational dynamics. Intelligence agencies develop capabilities and standard operating practices that make clandestine solutions readily available, paytala, and policymakers often lean on them when overt tools seem too blunt or slow. The topic clarifies that covert regime change was not merely a series of ad hoc adventures, but a recurrent choice shaped by incentives, risk calculations, and the constraints of democratic oversight. Secondly, a systematic map of U.S. covert interventions and how they were executed, rather than relying only on famous episodes. The book is known for assembling a broader picture of covert regime change efforts across the Cold War. This topic focuses on how Oerke categorizes operations and identifies recurring tactics. Covert regime change can involve a spectrum of activities, such as supporting rival elites, funding parties in media, backing paramilitaries, organizing coups, supplying weapons, or coordinating with local security forces. By treating these as observable strategies within a wider data set, the book helps readers see patterns in where, when, and how the United States intervened. It also clarifies the difference between influence operations designed to steer political outcomes and more forceful attempts to remove leaders. The systematic approach adds analytical discipline to a subject often dominated by anecdotes. It encourages readers to compare cases, ask why some operations escalated while others remained limited, and understand the operational pathways through which clandestine involvement can snowball into deeper entanglement. The result is a framework for thinking about covert action as a repeatable policy instrument with identifiable methods and predictable implementation challenges. Thirdly, short-term gains versus long-term instability and blowback. A major contribution of the book is its emphasis on consequences that extend well beyond the moment a leader is removed or a preferred faction gains power. This topic highlights how covert regime change may achieve immediate objectives, such as blocking a political movement, installing a friendly government, or signaling resolve. Yet the book also explores why such actions can generate long-run costs. Removing governments can weaken institutions, polarize societies, and create legitimacy problems for successor regimes that are seen as externally backed. These dynamics can increase the risk of civil conflict, repression, or future coups, producing instability that undermines the very interests intervention sought to protect. The discussion also addresses blowback, including anti-American sentiment, diplomatic fallout when secrecy fails, and the moral hazards that arise when partners engage in abuses. Because covert operations often limit public scrutiny at the time of decision, their downstream effects may be underestimated or discounted. By tracing outcomes across multiple cases, Bekantz or Co. pushes readers to evaluate success, not only as immediate political turnover, but also as durable governance, reduced violence, and sustainable strategic alignment. The lesson is that clandestine methods can mask risks, not remove them. Fourthly, decision-making under secrecy and the problem of democratic accountability. Covert regime change raises unique questions about how democracies use force and influence abroad. This topic centers on the information and oversight barriers that secrecy creates. When operations are classified, leaders can bypass wider debate, narrow the circle of decision makers, and frame intervention as low risk. That can produce distorted assessments because dissenting views, legal concerns, and regional expertise may be sidelined. The book examines how secrecy can reduce learning, since failures may remain hidden or be explained away, allowing similar strategies to be repeated. It also highlights principal agent problems intelligence organizations tasked with executing policy may shape choices by presenting certain options as feasible or by emphasizing optimistic scenarios. Meanwhile, legislators and the public often learn about interventions only after exposure, limiting meaningful consent and making retrospective accountability politically charged. Oreke treats these as structural features, not simply individual misconduct. The broader implication is that covert regime change is as much about internal governance as external strategy. Understanding the incentives and constraints of secret decision-making helps explain why covert operations persist, even when evidence suggests they can backfire, and why reform is difficult without changing the oversight environment. Lastly, what the Cold War record implies for modern intervention debates, although the focus is historical, the book offers tools for thinking about contemporary policy dilemmas where leaders consider clandestine assistance, influence campaigns, or partnerships aimed at political change. This topic draws out the forward-looking implications of the Cold War record. First, it encourages skepticism toward claims that covert action is a clean alternative to war, since indirect methods can still trigger escalation, humanitarian harm, or prolonged instability. Second, it shows the importance of local politics. External sponsors rarely control outcomes once domestic actors pursue their own agendas. Third, it highlights reputational and normative costs, including how revelations of interference can damage alliances and weaken the credibility of public commitments to sovereignty and self-determination. Finally, the analysis suggests practical questions decision-makers should ask before authorizing covert operations. What is the realistic end state? What institutions will remain afterward? What incentives will partners face? And what is the plan for avoiding violence or repression? By grounding these questions in historical patterns, Oreke provides a disciplined way to assess modern proposals that may look novel in technology or messaging, but resemble older strategies in purpose and risk. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a rigorous, evidence-driven account of U.S. foreign policy tools beyond conventional diplomacy and open warfare. Students of international relations, security studies, intelligence, and modern history will find it especially valuable, as will journalists, policy professionals, and informed citizens seeking to understand how clandestine choices shaped global politics during the Cold War. The benefit to the reader's life is practical, as well as intellectual. It sharpens critical thinking about claims that secret action is limited, controllable, or cost-effective by emphasizing patterns, incentives, and consequences. The book equips readers to evaluate contemporary debates about covert assistance and political interference with clearer criteria and fewer illusions. Compared with many similar books that focus on a handful of dramatic cases, Oreke offers a systematic framework that connects case studies to broader findings, making the argument more persuasive and more useful for comparison across time and regions. That combination of archival grounding and structured analysis makes it worth buying for anyone who wants more than a narrative of scandals and instead seeks a coherent understanding of why covert regime change happens so often and why its effects frequently endured long after the headlines faded. If you would like to support Lindsay A. Oreke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around. See you around.